Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast. I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author and creator of Dirty Lazy Keto.
And I'm Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology. We believe there are many paths, often unconventional, to achieve your goals. But we get stuck thinking we have to follow experts and fixed set of rules.
Well, as the leader of the Dirty Lazy Keto Facebook support group with over 200,000 members, I see people are hungry for a fresh approach, not just for weight loss, but to help live their very best life. Season 2 of the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast will provide lifestyle advice, lots of fun support, and practical tips to help you at home. Because you know what? You don't have to be perfect to be successful. Join us.
We live in a part of California that gets super hot in the summer. In fact, it's supposed to be 107 today. Did you hear that, Stephanie?
Seriously, 107.
107.
I cannot handle that kind of heat. My old lady hormones are kicking in already. I can't handle it. Make it stop, Tamara. Make it stop.
This video is like not good. You can see like beads of sweat on my forehead. And it's kind of sudden. Like we were in kind of dance around the 80s. And then all of a sudden we're in like late 90s. Now 107, just out of the blue. And it's like, how am I supposed to exercise in this heat? And I worry one about my health. I'm getting older. I'm not as hydrated as I used to be. But then I also worry, Stephanie, that I might just use it as an excuse to not.
Oh, I hear that. You know what? This morning, Tamara, my dog Lulu, she turned around in her dog bed and had her butt facing me because she didn't want to go for a walk. She was like, not happening. So she was like this. She had the total butt move going. She said, no, not happening, not going. I think a lot of us use the heat as an excuse or we just avoid it altogether, right? I know that I do.
Yes, yes. And I don't want that to happen. I mean, I want to keep, like we make gains with our exercise and I don't want to lose it. I don't want to go back and then when the cooler weather happens, have to start from zero.
Well, that's
so
sure.
How we can do this, right?
Absolutely. We're not turning back. Like you said, fitness is one of those use it or lose it things. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you know, I've done so many marathons in my life where I've trained and then I take a couple weeks off afterward. And then when I start running again, I can barely make it, you know, to the end of the driveway.
Yeah.
So you have to keep it up, right? You can't just stop just because it's hot out.
No. So we are going to tell you how to exercise even when it's hot because we have 9 unconventional tips and tricks for our listeners to stay cool while staying fit. But first, Stephanie, why don't we take a quick break?
Awesome. Well, today's break, I'm going to actually have a visual so anyone watching on TV can see. How fancy is that? Today's episode is brought to you by my new book. It's Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. This is the full support guide for anyone looking to start the keto diet or to boost their motivation to stay on track. It's available wherever books are sold or online. I know a lot of members that found it at Walmart, BJ's, Barnes & Noble, even Myers. So check it out.
Okay, Stephanie. So let's get started with our very first tip. And it's catch a breeze.
Catch a breeze. Because I don't want to be hot when I'm trying to work out. And I can't bring like a portable fan with me. So we need to figure out a way we can exercise with the wind at our back or at our front so we can just stay naturally cool, right?
Yeah, and there are some places, like if you live near water, sometimes like taking your exercise near the water, you'll catch a nice little ocean breeze or a lake breeze, or there might be a breezy part of your park or something.
That's true, huh? If you are working out like near a place where you're catching some wind, I know we have a path by our house without any houses nearby, so it gets a little bit of wind. But honestly, sometimes I just need to jump on my bike. Because that is the only thing I can do to get some fresh air at me. I was trying to brainstorm, Tamara, and I was thinking about, okay, besides bike riding, you know, there's rollerblading, roller skating. I don't know how many people are still doing that, but boating, of course, you can get on water skis. I can't do that, but some people can, right? Yeah. That's good exercise. That's hardcore if you can get up on water skis.
And it's fun.
Yeah, it is fun. I really like canoeing. I used to do ocean canoeing when I was in college. And that is like incredible in terms of staying cool in the water and just catching a breeze, right? You can really stay cool.
I would just say, be careful as a little disclaimer. it's easy to get sunburn when you're, when there's a breeze, because you're not feeling the heat as much, which mm-hmm. is a good thing. But then yeah. it's easy to not realize you're too long in the sun. So I would just say, use this tip, but be careful to make sure you're not in the sun too long and let the breeze, you know, not
sure.
tune you into the heat.
Yeah, we'll get back to sunscreen too later on today. But let's move on to tip number two, because we have 10 tips, right? Or 9 tips? We have a lot of tips. We're taking this seriously.
So
tip number two is to get wet. And what we mean by that is mm-hmm. to jump in the water. You know, maybe you've listened to that some swimsuit episode we did last week where you're feeling more brave. And, you know, there might be like a water aerobics class you can sign up for, or, you know, come up with in your own backyard.
Yeah. I, when I'm running, I don't know if you've done this, Stephanie, I run through sprinklers.
I have totally done that. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I've done that at the park, and there's these signs everywhere that say not potable water. And I don't really know what that means. I don't think I want to know. It sounds like it's poop water or something, but I've totally run through the sprinklers.
I think it just means don't drink it.
It always scares me, like my hair is going to turn green.
Yeah. Well, another thing I do is, you know, I'll jump in any available sprinkler, but I also take my water that I drink and I pour it on my head. Mm-hmm. And that cools you down instantly. That's something you should bring extra water for. Just douse yourself. It feels great and it'll get you towards the end of your exercise.
You know, for years, because I have a pool, and for years I've been telling myself I'm going to start doing water aerobics in my backyard, because I do it on vacation and I love water aerobics. I love music and dancing. So I've been saying and claiming that I'm going to do this for years, and I don't have the right equipment. So this morning, in the spirit of our podcast, I ordered myself these cool mitts. They go on your hands and they're like $8 on Amazon. They have a webbing on the fingers. So I ordered a set of those and also these foam barbells so I can get in the pool and start working out and stop making excuses.
Yeah, that sounds mm-hmm. cool. I've never seen those. Okay, we need pictures.
Oh, yeah. We'll have a podcast by the poolside one of these days.
I also read, too, that if you cool your body temperature before you exercise, so like jump in your pool and then go for your exercise, or take a like cool shower, and that also... So you don't have to use the water during exercise. You can actually use it before exercise.
Well, that leads us right perfectly into tip number three, which is to drink up, right? Because you're trying to cool your body from the inside out and outside in, like you're saying, by jumping in the pool.
Yeah.
But definitely drinking a ton of water before you even head out to exercise, like mm-hmm. more than usual, like a lot of water.
Yeah.
It'll cool your body temperature, lower it down. That way, when you are exercising, you're not likely to overheat.
Yeah, I recommend like on a day like 107, you start early in the morning. Even if you're going to exercise at night, start hydrating all day. We used to do that for the coaches used to tell our kids to do that before sports. Like even if it's at 3, start drinking early in the morning. For me, everybody's different, but I just drink small sips, but really often. That helps me. Because when you're exercising, it feels gross to be too bloated with water. So I just take a lot of sips, like every half mile or something if I'm running or biking.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and have a little sip of water right here.
Looks like Gatorade.
On camera. And this is a Gatorade Zero. And just a shout out to all the people that are in ketosis right now or doing dirty, lazy keto. It's important to remember that when you are doing the fat burning ketosis mode of weight loss, that requires a lot more water just for your metabolism. So combining that with exercising outside, it's doubly important to hydrate with non-caffeinated drinks that have that electrolyte balance, kind of like sugar-free Powerade, sugar-free Gatorade, or, you know, Propel, pickle juice, but just be creative and make sure you're really on top of that, because it's easy to get sick.
And it's easy to say, oh, well, I can't do it while I'm exercising, but actually there's some nifty gadgets to help you carry your water with you. You can use a camel pack, or is it Camelback? I forget what it is, but there's many brands of a backpack that holds like a bladder with water or whatever drink. And also there's water belts so that you can just, I have that one.
I remember when I first started running, Tamara, you, back in the day, when I first started running, you brought me, you drove to my house and you let me borrow your water belt. Do you remember that?
Yeah,
I had these cool little little plastic water bottles that strapped to the belt. And then I wore it while I was outside. So
Yeah, because I was worried about you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you were an early pioneer for hydration.
Yeah, because you can crash. It's, you know, we were running at the time, and you will crash running, and so you have to really stay on top of it. And that was another tip I have about drinking water is drink before you're thirsty. Like if you're thirsty, that means you waited too long as a rule. So just say, you know, so you can set your timer or whatever, just so every so often you're sipping, thirsty or not, because your body goes through that really quickly when there's high temperatures.
And I loved your hack too, Tamara, about the camel pack. And I, that was something new for me. I hadn't been aware of what that was. And bike stores like Dick's Sporting Goods or Big Five, even Walmart probably would carry them. But it's actually a pack that's like a backpack and you forget it's on. It's quite lightweight and you can buy it in different sizes. And I used to freeze my bladder of water the night before. That way, when I'd get up at like 5 a.m. to start a long run, it would be frozen solid and it would quickly de-thaw on my run, but stay cold, which made it, you know, a lot more tolerable.
Yeah, that's great. you would even, if I correct me if I'm wrong, I hope I'm not sharing anything I shouldn't, but you would even hide water bottles along the way, like to, you know, to, so you didn't have to carry it, or plan your run for water stops. Like you knew at a certain place there had a fountain or something.
I think I did both.
Yeah,
I was very hot.
You have to get
when
creative.
You start running, like, you know, or even any kind of exercise when you're outside for long periods of time, yeah. You get very creative. If you're committed to your health and you're committed to your fitness, you know, you got to go that extra mile.
Yeah,
literally.
Yeah. Well, our next tip, number four, is a way to get creative is your timing. So what's the best timing for exercising and the sun?
Well, no one wants to hear setting their alarm clock, Tamara. Nobody wants to hear that one. But it's true. I mean, if you get up before the sun, you're much more likely to have a little bit of a breeze, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I beat the heat. Like it was this morning, I think it was almost 80 by 8 o'clock. So I actually, tomorrow I'm going to get up even earlier because 80 was already sweltering.
Yeah, that's too much.
Yeah. So
and what if you're not a morning person? What can our listeners do?
You can go late at night. Why not? I mean, there's certain, you know, your safety is an issue, so make sure you're safe. But like if you're riding a bike, you need the right lighting and equipment for that to do it. Don't do it in an unsafe way, but you can do some things outside. You can do your stretches, your weightlifting outside on your backyard or your patio or whatever. But wait till after the sun goes down.
Yep, that's true. And my husband and I, you know, ran for years early in the morning because our kids were still asleep. So we had to take turns. And so we'd go in the pitch dark and we would wear reflective gear. We had lights on our feet, lights on our back. I mean, we looked crazy, but we stayed safe.
You got to do what you got to do.
Well, that leads us to tip number five. You know, speaking of being hot and trying to get rid of that sun, you know, make sure you're blocking out the sun in general. Like I didn't know when I first started to work out about all the new fabrics. I see people out running in cotton sweatpants and, you know, sweatshirts with hoods trying to be like Rocky. Remember? Dun, 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 dun. Is that the Rocky song? But whenever I see that, I'm all, oh no, that person's new. You know, you have to be hip to the new fabrics, right? Yeah. Like the dry fit.
They're great. They're miracles, really. The dry wicking really truly does work to keep you cool. It keeps the moisture off of you. It's great. So definitely invest in a couple like wicking shirts or whatever I forget what they're called, but yes, those are great. I would also keep them loose. You don't want it too tight. And I would recommend sticking with light colors, whites, tans, because then they reflect the heat.
That was another one I was surprised at, Tamara, because I always wanted to buy black tank tops and black shorts because I felt like, you know, it would be more slimming, but I was doing myself more harm because they absorb the heat. And the dry fit material workout clothes, I bought all of mine and I still do at Walmart. I've checked into Lululemon and some of the more higher end brands and they didn't do anything differently for me. So I went back to the less expensive stuff.
Yeah.
And that way, if they got ruined or stained or stinky, I could just throw them away.
Yeah.
They
get so stinky that you can't get it out.
Yeah, it'll be in there forever because you're so hardcore. And don't forget about socks too. Yeah. It's important that you buy, if you're wearing socks and tennis shoes, like for tennis or outdoor gardening or whatever it is, your activity outside, They sell dry wick socks as well. And they may cost you $5, $10 a pair, but that is worth it. Otherwise, you can get blisters from sweating. Yeah.
It's so much more comfortable. Also, my ophthalmologist would want me to say, do not forget your sunglasses. And I used to not wear sunglasses. And my ophthalmologist said, no, it is really bad for your eyes. You should wear it not just to exercise all the time, but especially during exercise. Because like if you're outside, a lot of times you get the reflection from the pavement. Invest in some, and they don't have to be expensive either. But just get a pair that, you know, blocks the UV rays.
That's a great tip.
Yeah. And headbands and wristbands are great. Because then
I always like those because they look cute. You can match your outfit, which is very important. But they're more functional too. That way when you're wiping sweat off your brow or if you stop by a drinking fountain, you can get them soaking wet. You know, when I was doing during runs, they hand out cups of water. I always felt like these were a great opportunity to soak my wristbands or headbands in and then put them back on and I'd get like a fresh breeze.
Yeah, those are great. Okay, tip number six is we do a twofer.
What's a twofer?
Well, you combine exercise with active chores. I mean, stuff you have to do anyway. Like, let's say you have to wash your car. Well, that's actually expending a lot of energy. You're up, down, and you can even put a little jog or jump in there just to make it burn a few more calories. And it's also, you've got the water to keep, you could spray yourself while you're doing it. So you're doing something you had to do, but then you're just making it some exercise.
I love that tip. I gave my dog a bath yesterday, and it was kind of like that. I had my headphones in. I was dancing and giving her a bath. And I thought, ooh, I'm doing a little workout. Sneaking in a little more exercise. The more, the better, right? The more we can do. Wash the car, wash the dog, water the flowers, garden, any kind of chores. That's activity that counts.
It does. You burn quite a few calories doing that. Mm-hmm. Okay, number seven, we should get out of town.
Yeah, maybe not these days because we're all in quarantine. Yeah. But sometimes like my daughter, she's training for cross country and she wants to go run hills. So she'll encourage us to pack up the car, you know, drive 20, 30 minutes up into the hills where she can run on more of the hilly routes. And it's a little bit shadier up in the mountain area. So it's not that far. Like we all think, oh, you know, I have to drive somewhere. But really, if you do it just once a week, get out of town, go to a hike, go to a creek, go do something fun.
Right. And that's cooler than where you're at.
That's cooler. Yeah, that was key.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea. And it feels more fun and adventurous anyway. So it just makes exercise great.
That's the whole point, right? Yeah. Well, number eight is something I've been trying to do more this summer, incorporating more technology into my summer workouts. And I have so many, you know, devices these days. It's like I've got my iPhone, I've got my iWatch, I've got, you know, the Alexa. So I've been setting alarms, Tamara, on all of them, which drives my family crazy. But I actually programmed Alexa twice a day. She'll say, Laska family, do push-ups. That's how she talks. Laska family, do push-ups. And then we all drop and do 10.
Oh, nice.
You like that?
Yeah, I really like that.
You can program her to say anything you want.
Oh, that's great. She's smart. Well, you know, sometimes too, if you just put your exercise equipment out by in front of the TV, we'll start doing it. I know Ella bought a new jump rope and she left it by the couch and we've been playing with that at night while we're watching TV. And I was like, oh, we should keep that out all the time. I'm not going to put it away now.
It's like sometimes when you see it or hear it, it just, I forget, right? So if it reminds you, just having my watch go off a couple times a day, it'll tell me to go check on the birds, do this, do that. It reminds me to go outside to get fresh air, take a walk. We even have the alarm set to walk the dog at night. It's just a reminder. Otherwise, you know, it's easy to say, oh, it's too hot. I don't want to go.
Exactly. And our last one is to find the shade. Now you don't have to get out of town like our last tip, but within your town, you might find spots that are shadier to exercise and use those, maybe your school, your playground, if there's a lake or if there's a hiking trail, go for those and work inside those. I know I found a running route in a real shady area. Almost the whole thing was shade. And I do that and I only do it in the summer months because it's not really the greatest for running. But when it's hot like that, it tends to be less well-traveled. And so that's my summer route.
That's what a about great you? No, I hear that. I was thinking of, you know, ways we could cool down. And there's one park by our house where the whole circle of the park is in shade. And I was training for something a while back and I just ran that damn loop like over and over again, like a lot, like we're talking, you know, 2 hours worth. And people were driving by thinking I was crazy. That's the only negative. Cause you know, when you go for a really long exercise or a hike, it's helpful to like have a long destination, right? Like a out and back, but you can't always do that when it's hot. You have to get creative.
Yeah.
Despite what your neighbors might think. Sorry.
Just run around your house for 3 hours.
Well, my daughter does that too. Like on the side of her house is nice and shady. So she'll do her, you know, sprints or whatever, just in that one section. Yeah. But it does make you feel a little strange because you're in one spot for a long length of time, you know, and mm-hmm. might feel a little weird, but that's you're great. Doing the right thing. So stay cool.
So listeners, I bet you have some great ideas about how to stay fit when it's really, really hot. So why don't you contact us and tell us your story by emailing Stephanie@dirtylazyketo.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. Before we get to our personal favorite hack, Stephanie, let's take a final break.
All right. Well, today's episode, as you know, is brought to you by my new book, Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. And in chapter 10 specifically, I go into quite detail about some major health obstacles I faced. Because it's not just the heat that is going to get in our way from our fitness and our health. There's going to be other things too. And so in chapter 10, I really went into detail about how personally I overcame those challenges and with specific tips that you can try at home. So check it out. Dirty Lazy Keto, Get Started Losing Weight While Breaking All the Rules. Available in stores now.
Thanks, Stephanie. So Steph, why don't you start us off with your favorite hack?
Okay. Well, you were talking earlier about keeping your head dry or keeping your head wet. And so I wanted to show everybody a special fabric that I found while I was training to keep my head wet. I'm holding it up for the camera, but so for our audio only listeners, I'll describe it. This is called a cooling towel. And I think I bought this at a hardware store, like at Home Depot or Lowe's, but they certainly have come a long way and they're available online and probably sporting goods stores too. They come in all different shapes and sizes. This one has elastic on both ends. And what I would do is get this super wet and then I'd wear it like a hat on my head. It would stretch like a bandana, nice and tight, and it would stay on my hat, my head while I was exercising. And, or I could do it like as a necklace or just put it wherever I needed. But they were like $8. I've seen different colors and styles. But the point is it keeps me really cool. I use this whenever I'm doing heavy exercise outside. It's been a lifesaver for me. So check it out. It's called a cooling towel.
That's brilliant. Cheap.
Yeah. So smart.
My tip is, or hack, I guess, is to ease into it. When a temperature jumps all the way up to 107, where we at, don't expect that you're going to do your normal level of exercise. So let's say you're running 10 miles. You're not going to run 10 miles the first time you go out at 107. So we recommend you just do it a little bit slow. So, you know, if you normally do, let's see, biking, you know, 5 miles of biking, just do 1 mile the first day with lots of hydration and then ease into it. And it really only takes a couple weeks, 1 or 2 weeks for you to catch up, but that's all you need to ease into it because we want you to stay safe. And that was just one thing too I wanted to end on was a little disclaimer that certain medical conditions and certain age groups or even certain medications you take can really affect how you absorb heat and, you know, how vulnerable you are to like heat stroke and that kind of thing. So just work with your doctor and make sure, you know, the doctor's aware of all your medications and that they can advise you on exercising. Cause we also know that it can be dangerous if you, you know, don't do it right. So be sure and consult your doctor.
Great tip, Tamara. Well, we don't want our listeners to let the summer heat stop them from achieving all of their amazing exercise goals. As you know, it can be use it or lose it. So you don't want to lose it. But we certainly know and reinforce the message that the rewards that you'll gain from exercise are well worth all the extra effort and sweat. So keep up the good work. Get out there. And I'll, as always, folks, we'll end on a positive message. If you enjoyed today's episode, we would sure appreciate your support if you could leave a honest review on Apple Podcasts. And I would like to share a comment from one of our listeners. Or would you like to read it, Tamara?
Oh, I'd like to read it.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's so awesome when we get these comments. Okay, they say, I have listened to several of your podcast shows and I have enjoyed every one of them this far. You both are a great inspiration to all of us who listen. After listening to your season 2, episode 3, I took a 30-minute me time break and evaluated what I want out of this journey. I will continue to listen to your podcast and I will keep posting my reviews. Thank you both. And that's from Race and Tammy. Good job, Race and Tammy.
Thank you, Tamara. And if any of our listeners or watchers want to leave an honest review for us on Apple Podcasts, you want to open up your iPhone. Okay. I'm going to tell you how to do it on the iPhone. You're going to go to the purple podcast icon. Use the search tool and type in Dirty Lazy Girl. Okay, Dirty Lazy Girl. And that is different. I know some people get confused and they think Dirty Lazy Keto. That's not the name of our podcast. It's Dirty Lazy Girl. So make sure you're searching for that. And then once you find this image, you're going to click on the thumbnail and open it up. Scroll down until you see the ratings and reviews section. Click on the stars. Hopefully you'll select 5 stars. Just a suggestion. And let's see, you're going to scroll down, select leave a review, type in your review, and hit OK.
Nice. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see everybody next week on Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
And don't forget to visit DirtyLazyKeto.com, where you can join the conversation and gain access to all kinds of free content to help you on your Dirty Lazy journey.
If you enjoyed today's podcast, consider supporting us by subscribing, rating, and reviewing us on Apple Podcasts.
Be sure to stay tuned for our next Dirty Lazy Girl podcast, where we give you even more tips and support.
You don't have to be perfect to be successful.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.